Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome.
Keeping it real with the riders.
Keeping it real with the riders. How you doing this beautiful day God have gave us? And we're here today to bring you another show. And we're going to hope that you enjoy it. But before we get into the show, we're gonna give God a little thanks, and oh, Heavenly Father, we come here today to thank you. Just thank you for this beautiful day that you have made us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for all the blessings that you have restored on us. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you. And this beautiful day that you gave us, we just want to thank you for waking us up this morning so that we can enjoy. We want to thank you. We thank you for looking out over the people in there, hospitals, nursing homes, jailhouses. We just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
In your precious Son, Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, Rob. God is so good, and we know he is good all the time. All the time. He is good.
Amen. Amen. Yes,
beautiful,
you know.
Blessed day. Beautiful, blessed day. Thank you, Father. I'm going to switch sides there. I'm going to put you on your side over there.
All right, well, what's up?
Today, well, been in a storm. Sometimes, well, there's times in your life when it's stormy. During this time, you tend to get weary. But my beloved, I'm here to tell you that the storm is over now. It is over now. Let's go to Psalms 107. We will start with verse 24. These see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven. They go down to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro. That is, and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto the desired havens. Back to verse 29. He maketh the storm of harm, so the waves thereof are still.
Okay.
And for a topic, I have chosen the storm of life. If I was going to use a subtopic, it would have to be help. I'm in the midst of a storm. Being in the midst of a storm, we don't like stormy days. But you know what, my beloved? Jesus is in control. Jesus will rebuke and still the storm for your sake. All you have to do is call upon him.
Amen.
He will deliver you to your destination, but you have to call upon him. And this is what that's what's being said. So let's explore what Mark says about the storm. But before we go to Mark, in Psalms, the writer is using a metaphor. But in Mark 4, Mark 4, it says, and the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. Yeah. Verse 36 says, and when they had went away, when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on the pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, canst thou not perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said to one another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?
Amen.
And I can imagine. Is this how you sometimes feel? You oftentimes feel like you're sinking, that you're drowning. Now, both Mark and Luke tell of the events of the ship in the midst of the storm. Mark paints the picture for us in vivid detail. He allows us to envision the very ashes of how comfortable Jesus was. You know, Luke, he straight to the point. No vivid picture drawn. So let's check out what Luke has to say about this. And we're going to turn to Luke 8, verse 23. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And they came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came in to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said to them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying to one another, what manner of man is this? But he commanded even the sea, even the winds and the water, and they obey him. So you see, Mark let us know the ancient words that Jesus used, while Luke let us know that Jesus just rebuked the storm. And this is how it is sometimes in our storms. You know, sometimes in your storms, you want to know the actual details of how Jesus is with you in your storm, what Jesus is going to be doing, and how he's going to be doing it. And other times,
you just want to stop.
You don't care. Just stop.
Just stop.
Yeah. All you want to know is Jesus, let me know when the storm period is ending.
Hey.
And that's it.
Yeah. Sun is shining. Cool. Yeah.
The sun is going to shine.
Hey.
But you got to hold out.
You got to hold out.
While you're attempting to figure out your storm, Jesus has already moved on, because for him the storm was already finished. But you can't see it because you are not walking in faith. It all comes back to your faith.
Amen.
No matter how we try to get away from it,
amen,
it's still coming back around to your faith.
Amen.
And when you walk by faith and not by sight, you understand that regardless of what it looked like, Jesus is bringing you out.
Amen.
Why? Because he said it.
He's in control all the time.
All the time.
All the time. He's in control.
Just no other way.
It's like, hey.
No other way.
Hey, it's better for him than me.
Ooh, yes, indeed.
That's right.
But you understand that when he said, let us, let me back up because I said it wrong. Didn't you understand when he said, let us go over to the other side, that meant you was in his care and nothing was going to stop you from accomplishing the task that Jesus said for you to do?
Yes.
Let go over to the other side.
Yes.
He didn't say it. I'm going over to the other side. He said, let us.
Yes, man.
Let us.
Amen.
You know, they walk him up, master, master, carest thou not that we perish? I mean, I just think about this. Jesus, he propped up on a pillow. They was comfortable as can be. Sleeping away. You know?
Yeah.
You know? And the boat is a rocking and a waving, you know, rocking the boat. And they said the boat was full. That means water was all in that boat. And they're like, wait a minute. Wait, hold on, y'all. We about to die. And Jesus is over here sleeping. Y'all, we got to go wake up Jesus.
In the water over there where he is.
You know, it's going to be in water. He wasn't on the ground. Hey. You know, Jesus was comfortable.
Hey.
I own the water.
Hey.
I ain't worried about the water here to take me out.
No.
Jesus was comfortable. You know, Jesus got up. I can imagine Jesus like, y'all done woke me up out of my good sleep. I am here on your boat with y'all. I said, let us go over to the other side. Y'all done woke me up. Peace be still. Let me go back to sleep.
Amen.
You know, peace be still.
Yeah. And y'all shut up.
I'm going back to sleep.
Right.
You know, I was picturing that, you know. done watched different movies, you know,
in the flesh.
You know, but I done watched different movies with Jesus, you know. And every time I see that scene, you know, I see different things like, man, Jesus looking good. Everybody was scared. They thought they was about to die. And I could just imagine the panic. Because, see, I fish. And when we go out on the boat, Robert doesn't put on his life jacket. But, see, that's too much water for me to drink. So I immediately put on my life vest. And I got my spare pair of glasses in my pocket just in case my glasses fall off in the water or something, because I know I need to see. I go prepared. That's just too much. I can swim. I can swim too. Taught my nieces and nephews to swim. Not out there. But that's a lot of water. I mean, a lot of water. You know, see,
God got you.
I know God got us. But I'm not going to tempt and test God. You know, I'm not going to tempt and test God.
Yeah.
You know, I remember we went fishing years and years ago. We was in Michigan. And we was out in the Detroit River. I learned a very valuable lesson that day. We're what seems to be in the middle of the river, borderways, you know, between Canada and Michigan.
Wasn't that far out?
It seemed like we was. But we was far out. Now, we got a fish finder on the boat, and it tells you about how deep the water is. So we're going along, nowhere near the bank. I mean, we are out a good piece from the bank. We could see it. And all of a sudden, the boat went, and it wouldn't go no more. Now, we were just in about 40 or 50 feet of water. What is we stuck on? We have no clue. We get the oars out. And we looking at the fish pond and we saying, that got to be wrong. We want to say about 3 feet of water. That got to be wrong.
3 feet of water.
And so we took the oars and, you know, we hitting on the bottom. I'm like, okay, but we got to get unstuck. And so, what is you doing? I got the garbage bags and put them on my legs. We didn't, for whatever reason, not that we didn't have our waders. I bought my husband waders. We don't have them on the boat that day. So I put garbage bags on my legs. And I put this rope around me. Now, see, I ain't going to be crazy. Like I said, some people be. That's too much water for me. I put the rope around me, started tying to the boat, and I step out the boat. And my husband, he's sitting there sort of kind of laughing. And I believe my husband said something about, you must think you're Peter. And no, I didn't think I was Peter, because Peter didn't put the rope around him.
No, if you didn't walk on the water, he'd go straight to the bottom.
And the water was just about up to here on me. And my husband's Peter, and I was turning the boat. And we get us off this rock, whatever it was we was on. And after we got off that, we did get off that finally.
No, you got back in the boat. I had to get out there.
But we finally got off that. But after we got off that, we cut our fishing trip short. And
I was tired.
And I was thinking that, you know,
I was waterlogged.
When Robert got back in the boat, And when the boat got trapped around, on the other side was about 20 feet of water. So we had to walk a little bit farther. We would have been down deep.
5 feet, 4 feet farther.
You know.
Stuff up in the hole.
And that reminded me that that's what the Detroit River does. And I know that from swimming out there. And then we used to go to the beach, you know, and 1 minute you'd be in 2 feet of water, and then you'll drop down to 3 or 4 feet. But that day, things I've learned that sometimes what we consider to be a disaster is a blessing in disguise. I don't know what the Lord kept us from that day. But for whatever reason, we just weren't supposed to be out there.
I ain't catch no fish.
We weren't supposed to be out there. But thanks be to Jesus, okay. He was with us, because it could have been so much worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but sometimes you can run upon things and they could just tip your butt over. So we was blessed. We was really bad.
No damage to the boat.
Oh, no damage.
Oh, the engine, that's, ooh, low.
Those precautions, they cost.
Yeah.
You know, so we just have to be know that we are in Jesus' hand.
All the time.
And we got to know that Jesus got you. You know, he will deliver you safe and sound. And see, his disciples, they missed what he told them. They missed it. I mean, but Mama, you don't have to miss it. You know, Jesus said, let us go over to the other side. Let us. Let us.
Yes.
You know, now.
That's the belief that, you know, they didn't have no belief in him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what?
You know who you.
I don't
will.
Think. That it was, I don't so much think that they didn't have no belief in him. I just think, you know what? I have belief in Jesus. But now there is sometimes things happen, and when you are not grounded and rooted the way you need to be, your faith, you know, will shake. And
I don't know for a man that have come close enough. To give up and just say, just help me, Lord. You know, I you know, to be there with him too.
What?
You know, I think you know, I had a little bit more faith than that. You know.
Well, I don't. You know what? I'm gonna beg the difference with you.
That's all the time.
So this time is gonna be, and I'm gonna do it because look at that. I know I have faith. Okay, I know without a doubt what Jesus has done for me. But that still doesn't stop me from making mistakes I made. That when I look back, there's no way I should have made that mistake. You know, Peter.
I think you're missing my point.
I mean, I understand your point. I understand.
And you made your mistakes. You, Jesus wasn't with you.
Yeah.
Not in flesh. You know what I'm saying? Spirit, yes, he is with us. And the spirit is something that some of us can grab hold to and some of us can't.
Right.
You
right.
know? But to say that and look at him in flesh, that's something different. Okay? And they were there. He was in flesh with them.
Right.
Okay. You know, so their faith should have been a lot stronger. This is just my opinion. So
well,
I'm just, you know,
first off,
I'm there with
we
you.
Don't know, but we don't know. It don't give us a timeline of when this happened. We don't know if it was at the very beginning of the ministry. Or we don't know if it was 3 years later. It don't give us a timeline, it's just giving us what happened. You know.
But he was Jesus.
It doesn't matter.
He was Jesus though.
It doesn't matter because I'm just going to disagree with you.
I might be there. I can have
because,
no other person now.
You know, when you read on, when we go through, and we
they had enough faith to go and wake him up.
Yeah. But
that's just like that faith that we have when we done got in trouble and did, Lord help me.
But see, you gotta also understand that at this time we have to assume that this is one of the first incidents of the water. So at that time they did not know he could control the water and the wind. They did not know that. Jesus had not showed that authority yet.
Yeah, I understand. That's because they asked after he did it.
What
is
manner?
Yeah.
Because they did not know.
But see, my thing is they knew enough to go wake him up.
Well,
you know
what? That's just like if the house is on fire.
Like,
you're going with the parents. Mama, the house on fire. You know, my dogs on the house on fire. You know, because you're assuming they can smell the smoke.
Oh, baby, you know, good well, your daughter ran out and left us in the house. So,
yes, she did.
Yeah,
yes.
Left us in the house. Both
yes, they did. Yes,
you know?
They did. Left us in the house.
Yeah.
Burned up. Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
But I'm going to agree to disagree with you because, like we say, we can all read the same thing and get a different understanding.
Especially just the Bible.
Yes. So, but the bottom line is that.
Call me.
Jesus said, let us go over to the other side. You know, and Jesus did not say to them that some of y'all are going to perish. He did not say to them that some of you will not make it. Jesus said, let us go over to the other side.
Okay.
So the question is, will you put your trust in Jesus? Will you trust him to handle your storm? You don't have to become shipwrecked. You don't have to drown. All you have to do is cry out to Jesus, save me.
That's what I did.
Save me, Lord. And what this means is that you said that you know that Jesus came down from heaven down to die for your sins. And because Jesus came down to die for your sins, he gave you new life.
Yes.
New life.
Yes.
You can now have the right to the kingdom of heaven. And if you want this life,
yes,
if you want to be part of the kingdom, then repeat these words with us.
Yeah.
Father, I repent right now of any sins I committed against you, Father, with my mouth. And believe in my heart that Jesus is your only begotten Son and that he died for my sins. I believe that he rose again and is sitting with you in heaven, Father. I accept Jesus right now as my Lord and Savior. Now, I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, for forgiving me. Thank you, Father, for saving me. Thank you, Father, for loving me when I didn't deserve to be loved. I don't deserve your love, Father. But you love me anyway. Thank you. Amen.
Glory, glory.
And if you praise that prayer,
ooh, glory. Shabbat.
Then know that you are saved. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Let the old things pass away with me because you are now anew.
Yes.
Find you a good church home.
Yes.
Be led by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Let him lead, guide, and direct into all truth. Read your Bible daily.
Shabbat.
Don't worry about Batty Sue.
Yes. Don't let nobody send you back.
Don't go back to where you came from.
Nobody. Don't let nobody. Because they just lonely. That's all.
You know.
Yep.
The plant seeds of salvation in others.
Yeah.
Be a light that illuminate the world.
They say if she did it, I can do it.
That's what it's all about, really.
That's it.
That's what it's all about.
That's it.
You know, because we all came with that little bit of faith.
That's it.
That's a little
bit.
Just
a little bit.
We all came with that. But yeah. you water it.
Jesus said it was all a measure
all of faith. You water it. And you water it by being in their word.
And we just thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And until tomorrow, bountiful blessings upon you.
Yes.
Stay blessed. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.